right, welcome back to Sports Central. About a week away from the opening of a really exciting new venture for the State College Spikes. They will be part of the MLB Draft League in its first season. It'll be very interesting to see how that league goes. Scott Walker, general manager of the Spikes, joins us now. How excited are you guys to venture into this kind of new, different territory? It's not the same thing that you've always been involved with affiliated ball, but this is different. How much fun are you guys expecting to have with this, Scott?
Well, guys, thanks for having me, number one. And number two, I'm sitting at the ballpark right now. Penn State actually just hit a grand slam, I think it was, to take the lead in their last home game of their regular – or last home game of the regular season here for them. But it's been more than 630 days, guys, 630-plus days since we've had Spikes fans through the gates. And, you know, 7 days from now, we cannot wait to see everybody again. It's opening night. Fireworks. We're going to have some good friends on hand. The new coach for Penn State men's basketball is going to join us. Coach Shrewsbury is going to throw out a first pitch, and it's off, buddy. We're off to the races, and we're getting back to planning promotions and getting groups out to the ballpark, and I can't wait to see everybody again.
May 24th is when the Spikes get going. For those here in Altoona, as we're on WRTA, explain what the MLB Draft League is and how it's different than what the Spikes have always been doing.
Sure, yeah. So the Spikes were similar to the Curve, just down the road, and I wish them the best with their season. I was just texting with Derek Martin over the weekend on how things are going for them, and they're our good friends. So the Curve has been affiliated with the Pittsburgh Pirates for years and years in the AA Eastern League, and we were affiliated with the Major League Club for years and years, the Pirates and the Cardinals. And then when we caught wind that Major League Baseball was going to restructure and eliminate some teams and take a fresh look at the entire player development system, we found our name on that list. And we weren't, you know, we were surprised, guys, to say the least, you know, with the facility, the ownership group. I think the respect in our industry that we've been able to gain over the years with our leadership between Chuck and Jason Dombach and really everybody. We just wanted to make sure we still had a seat at the table. We wanted to make sure we still had good quality baseball to bring to Happy Valley. And to have Major League Baseball approach us with this concept that literally has their name in it, right in the name of the league, the Major League Baseball Draft League. I think for us to end up with that seat at the table, guys, you know, we'll take it. I think it's a great landing spot for us.
And you're talking about advanced college players who will – be playing, what do you play, 68 games, 34 home games. They'll be playing games all summer at Medlar Field, yep, Lebrano Park. And what's the goal? What kind of players will you have, and what is their goal coming to this league?
They're coming to get drafted, Corey. You know, they're coming here to basically make one last final push to show why they should be drafted by a big league club. So this should be the premier destination for draft-eligible players from around the country to come and say, hey, Pittsburgh Pirates, or hey, New York Yankees, or hey, Los Angeles Dodgers, you should draft me, and here's why, because I can play the game of baseball, and I can do it in a league where I'm in front of all the, you know, major scouts that are coming to see who they're going to take in the upcoming draft, which has now been shifted back to July around the All-Star game.
Scott Walker, GM of the State College Spikes, joins us. And the players you'll be getting, I was asked this a few times, actually, so I'll let you answer this. Will they be getting paid? Are they still amateurs? Can they go back to college after they play in the draft league? How's all that work, Scott?
They're still amateurs, guys, still amateurs. You know, I don't know all the NCAA regulations. I don't pretend to, but looks like we'll be learning them a little bit more. But no, they are draft-eligible amateur players looking to showcase their skills one last time before hopefully getting drafted. And I think the unique thing is, like I was alluding to there, you can see these guys now go on to any major league club. You know, if you weren't a fan of the St. Louis Cardinals, or if you're not a fan of the Pittsburgh Pirates, you can see these guys this summer go on to play for any big league club.
It's interesting about minor league baseball. I'll walk around the ballpark here in Altoona, and This actually happened a couple years ago with Casey Mize, the Detroit Tigers pitching phenom. He threw a no-hitter here a couple years ago. I was walking around the ballpark like sixth, seventh inning. Just watching. I estimate a quarter of the crowd didn't know there was a no-hitter going on because they're there socializing. They're there. And it's not to put anybody down. People go to minor league games to see their friends and family. And, you know, there's a game going on and you watch it and watch some, then you talk, then you watch some and you talk. What do you expect, you know, how do you expect your fan base there to feel about this? This will be a high quality level of baseball. But what does the fan base show up to Medlar Field, Lebrano Park to do on a nightly basis?
Oh man, anything from the food, the ice cold soda pops, to seeing your friends, to the gimmicky promotions, to guys being shot out of cannons or being set on fire or monkeys riding around on dogs, herding sheep. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I think a lot of people come for a lot of other things other than the baseball. Now, with that said, like you just mentioned, this is going to be a very good level of baseball. And I think our market, a college market with Penn State University being right here, we're right on campus, I think our market was probably just as well suited as any other to become part of this league because folks in Happy Valley have seen elite collegiate level players, go on to play professionally. So I think we fit in extremely well, and I think it's going to be a lot of the same great Spike stuff at the ballpark that folks have come to know and love, from fireworks to giveaways to anything we can think of. We're brainstorming now about what can we do that's going to be the next Cowboy Monkey Rodeo promotion and things like that. That's what I truly love, guys, is really the business of it and just the uniqueness of minor league baseball.
One last thing for you, Scott Walker, GM of the State College Spikes. How do you see this playing out over the long haul? You mentioned earlier something key. The Major League Baseball name is on this league. It's the Major League Baseball Draft League. Is this something that the Spikes foresee as a long-term venture? Is it 2, 5, 10, 15, 20 years? Is there another possibility, depending on how things go with minor league affiliated ball, with the 120 teams that are designated, could the Spikes find their way back being affiliated with another franchise at some point? How do you see things going?
It is a long-term venture, guys. Multiple years. It's an arrangement between Major League Baseball, Prep Baseball Report, and the six founding clubs. I see there to be potential to potentially expand the league, have more teams in the league in future years. But I'd say the last 12, 15 months have shown us that anything can happen. And, I wouldn't rule out any scenario moving forward that could involve affiliated ball or whatever it may be. I still think, though, we're at a great spot. You know, we're still a part. We're one puzzle piece to the whole player development puzzle. We're a part of it. We have a seat at the table. We're happy. The business model is similar. I think the baseball level is going to be very similar. I think it could even be better. You're going to see future big leaguers, and you're going to have a lot of fun at the ballpark. And we can't wait to see everybody here to do that in about a week.
You guys had the campaign, the Save Our Spikes campaign. How thrilled are you that the Spikes were saved and that your fans are still going to be able to come out to the ballpark every day?
I think it's a testament, Corey. You were there, I think, at the press conference we had at the Visitor Center about 14, 15 months ago, and I think it's really a testament to how much our community here in Happy Valley cares about having the State College Spikes be a part of that. We're happy to be a part of a great community. And if we're able to bring a summertime tradition back, we can't wait to do it. But it's just a testament to how great Happy Valley really is and how the organization's got right behind us immediately. No questions asked whenever we came a knocking. And we're still here, buddy. We've still got a seat at the table.
All right, Spikes open up a week from today, May 24th, the MLB Draft League. GM Scott Walker, I appreciate your time, buddy. Best of luck with everything this season, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great stuff. Scott Walker there.